Zimbabwe.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tim Stuwe in Washington.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are looking at the continued harassment of foreigners in South Africa by a group of locals calling themselves Operation Dudula, resulting in many Zimbabweans being evicted from their homes, their market stalls, and all over the place in South Africa.
The locals are forcibly shutting down businesses owned by foreign locals and asking South Africans to take over their vending stalls. Police have since calmed down the situation in some areas, but the raids continue.
We are also discussing the war in Ukraine following Russia's invasion and attacks on cities, resulting in residents, including Zimbabweans, fleeing to neighboring countries.
But first, a look at COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. The health ministry reported yesterday that one person died from COVID-19, while 456 new cases were recorded countrywide. As at March 15, 2022, Zimbabwe had 243,365 confirmed cases, including 232,787 recoveries and 5,417 deaths. To date, a total of 4,401,450 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. And remember, this is the first dose.
Namhla kulive talk sikhangela i-Operation Dudula. Siyabona ukwenzakala khona ngale kule South Africa. Kulabantu sibili ababhodabhodayo bexotsha abantu ngokuza endaweni ezijeneyo, babaxotshe ezindlini, babaxotshe emafektali, babaxotshe endaweni lapho abasebenza khona ezitolo emavinkilini. So ke siyabona njalo abanye bangena kuma-market befika bebadudula bathi kuzima kwele Zimbabwe kwamanje. Siyabona njalo nxa sikhangela siya phambili. Kula khona ukuthi abantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe abanye babe ku-special program le kuthiwa Zimbabwe's special permit okumele ukuthi nga balungisa amaphepha kungakafiki phela umpakalakazi mhlaka 31 lo nyaka okuyikho phela okufakwa isikhathi uhulumende wakwele South Africa ukuthi labo abangalungisa amaphepha balakho ukuthi baxotshwe kulelo lizwe. So ke siyabona ukuthi abaningi bangkhona kungani ukuze bahlupha ukuthi balungise amaphepha ngoba kufunakala ukuthiwa ngama-critical skills, ama-special skills, ukuze abantu behlale kulelo lizwe. Sakhangela njalo ngempi ekhona khona ngale kwele Ukraine, lapho kuhlasela khona ele Russia. Elikhanya nje lidubula mahlayana izindlu njalo liyabhomba endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Sikhuluma khona manje-ke namhlanje umongameli Zelensky ubeqoqa ledale le-Congress kwele Melika. Lapho acele khona ukuthi ucele ukuthi kuvinjwe kube nalokho kuthiwa i-no-fly zone. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi iCongress iza kuthini kodwa kalolu. Sezwa ke umnumzana umongameli Joseph Biden esithi hey kunzima ukuthi kwenziwe i-no-fly zone lay. So ke kunenge sikwenzayo njalo likhumbule lokuthi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 lokhu qhubekela phambili. Jonga kunenge sikwenzayo namhlanje.
Ndizo zvodiwa teereri tiri kusangana zvakare nhasi uri musi wechitatu mwedzi uchiti kurume zuva riri musi wa16 gore ra2022 muchirongwa cheLive Talk. Chatine chitarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vangava vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika asi zvine chekuita nekunge muri kunze kwenyika. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu tiri kutarisa nhamo iri kuramba ichisangana nevana veZimbabwe neve kune dzimwe nyika muSouth Africa. Matinonzwa kuti chirongwa cheOperation Dudula chiri kuramba chichienderera mberi kunyange hazvo mapurisa akati chiri kunze kwemutemo. Pamusoro pezvo tinonzwa kuti mapurisa ari kupindawo munzvimbo dzigere vanhu nemumabasa vachiona kuti une magwaro here anokubvumidza kunge uchishanda nekugara muSouth Africa. Zvinoita kuti vakawanda vange vakugara vakabatira ura maoko vakasunga zvitundu nekuti zvinhu ikoko hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Tichatarisawo nenyaya yehondo iri kuitika kuUkraine kwatinonzwa kuti vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni maviri vasiya misha yavo aya mashoko akaburiswa nesangano reUnited Nations richitaura kuti vanhu vanodarika mamirioni maviri vamanikidzwa kunge vachitiza misha nenyaya yehondo iyo yakatangwa neRussia ichipinda muUkraine. Tisakangoona kuti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vana vechikoro vari ikoko, zvimwe chetewo nevamwe vanoshanda munzvimbo iyoyo, asi dambudziko ratiinaro nderekuti hatisatanyatsoziva uwandu hwevanhu vangadai varimo muUkraine, nekuti vana vechikoro vanotipa manhamba kana mafigiri ari pakati pe251 ne253, asi ukazitaurawo nevamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa vanhu varimo vanogona kudarika 500. Asi ndokudambudziko rokusangana nevanhu vari muUkraine. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya ye musangano weDubai Expo uri kuitwa kuDubai uko. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vanga variko ikoko pazuva raicherechedzwa Zimbabwe reZimbabwe Day. Musangano uyu uri kuenderera mberi kusvika musi wa31 March, asi taatichedza kuti tinge tichiwana vekutaura navo vari ikoko. Tisatanyatsowana vakatigedye wekuti tinge tichibata titaure navo, asi tiri kuedza tinge tichinzwa kuti zvakamira sei ikoko. Tisakanganwawo kuti munyika muchine dambudziko reCOVID-19, nekuti COVID-19 chirwere chiri kuramba chichisimuka, vamwe vachifunga kuti aiwa kana chisanyanya kuuraya vanhu chapera. Chichirimo, rambai muchiita zvenyu zvamunofanira kunge muchitariswa kuita, kushambidzika, kupfeka mamaski nekuramba muchisiya mikaha pano nepapo. Takanzwa bazi rezveutano richizivisa nezviro kuti kwakafa munhu mumwe chete neCOVID-19, kwoita vamwe mazana mana nemakumi mashanu nevatanhatu 456 vakawanikwa vaine denda iri nezuro wakare munyika yose. Kufa kwomunhu mumwe chete kwakasiya vanhu vafa vasvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana mana negumi nevanomwe 5417. Vanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba vari kuramba uwandu huri pasi. Tinongonzwa kuti vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga kusvika nezuro vanga vasvika pamamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana mana nechimwe nemazana mana nemakumi mashanu 4,401,450 ndovanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Uwandu huri pasi zvakanyanya, nekuti hurumende iri kutarisira kuti dai yakwanisa kubaya vanhu mamiriyoni gumi zvinhu zvireruke. Gibbs.
Yes, before we go far, I think you heard that there's a new political party in Zimbabwe, and it's led by Miss Elizabeth Valerio. Let's hear her talking about exactly what she's all about. You know, just briefly, and then we go into the diaspora issues. Hold on there, Chonga, so that we can actually show people what this lady is doing in Zimbabwe. Here she comes.
We as Ibuza believe in a politically plural Zimbabwe, one in which all political parties come to the table, we bring our own ideas, we make contributions to the future of our country. That's how a democratic government is built. I think also if you look at the number of votes that we had in the previous elections, Zimbabweans are not turning up to vote. So for the first time, I think what we wanted to do is ensure that every citizen has the opportunity to make a choice. We've had the same choices for many years. As a nation, I also think we are very polarized, so most people decide not to vote. They choose not to vote. We say to our patriots in Uza, not voting is voting. So we are saying, give the citizens of Zimbabwe a choice.
She's saying that there's every reason for people to have many parties in Zimbabwe. She says the more, the merrier, and people are not voting because, you know, there's a lot is happening in Zimbabwe. People are getting tired of politics that is one-sided. So that's what she's saying, secondly.
Ongu manzwa mutungamiri webato idzva raparwa muZimbabwe nhasi vanonzi amai Elizabeth Valerio, vachitaura pamusoro pemamiriro ebato ravo, vachitaura iwe kuti aiwa bato redu rapindawo mudariro, nekuti mapato kuti nyika inzi ine demokrasi kana utongo hwejekerere, panofanira kunge paine mapato akawanda. Vana veZimbabwe vachiita sarudzo yekushara mapato avanenge vachida. Bato iri idzva rinonzi United Zimbabwe Alliance. Ibato idzva raparurwa, hanzi kuwanda kwawo ndokunakidzawo kwekurakidza kuti nyika ine utongo hwejekerere, asi vakawanda vanochema vachitaura kuti kuwanda kwemapato kuri kuitawo kuti bato rezanu PF ringe richitosimba nokuti kazhinji vanodanzirirana mavhoti vanhu vari muopposition kwete vari kubva muzanu PF. I mean, gives, that's what many people say. They say, well, the more the merrier, but the problem is the more there are opposition parties, then ZANU PF remains in power for longer because most of these opposition parties, they share the supporters they have as oppositions, not getting from ZANU PF or someone defecting from ZANU PF to join this new party. I don't know what Professor Mkonza says on that.
Yeah, Professor Mkonza, a few words on that.
Thank you, Jonga. Thank you, Gibbs. I think, yeah, no, it reminds me of what the late Professor Masipula Stole once said, his famous saying where he said, look, if you put two Zimbabweans on moon, you find them having formed three political parties. Now it's that saying, although he's late, may he so rest in peace, it's coming true. As Zimbabweans, we have this tangent to form political parties. Well, that's what multi-democracy gives you. But like Jonga said, it tends to benefit the ruling party more than the opposition, in the sense that, you know, when new opposition parties come, they are coming in to share from the voter population of the opposition, not of the ruling party. So that really, 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 you know, perpetuates any chances of you know, Zimbabwe, you know, having any meaningful political change. So I think, well, we must welcome here. It's a democratic right, and those that are with here. But we, like I said, it doesn't really add much. And you look at the other small political parties that are there. What are they doing? They are not adding much value to, in terms of, you know, the contestation that is there, because we know Zimbabwe politically is a binary, kind of, you know, political, you know, situation where it's either ZANU-PF or in this case now it's either you are ZANU-PF or you are, for the CCC. I think let me end there, but, there's a lot to be said about this,
Yes, thank you very much. Let's hear from Mr. Samuel Dube. Just briefly, Baba Dube,
Yeah, good evening, Zimbabwe. Thanks, Baba Dube. I think into and could as super sing about is spirit of separation. Oh, we could bond I would when we are divided, we fall, and united, we conquer. So I apply a foot into the sea, pegging a local wins a la, well, South African operation to do la, which is a spirit of separation, Kubantu, Singama Africans, over Lentele, Itake, Taupella, Abanda Bamiyam. So here Lentele spirit is so is corner, Siswana, Nawale Zimbabwe, Sashula, which is EMTC, Ibamba, and Yampa, Zula Gamu, Umot and Sangerai. Spirit of separation, agendas which are very selfish and personal. Spirit of separation.
So what Mr. Tube is saying is that you know, there's a lot of, you know, self enrichment in terms of what people are doing. So he says that's very problematic. So let's just dive into
I just wanted to ask Professor Mkonza just to explain in Shona for the benefit of other listeners. Mkonza akungotsanangura pamusoro pekumbwa kwebato idzva re United Zimbabwe Alliance. Tinoziva hedu kuti ikodzero yana Zimbabwe nekuti vange vachiumba mabato avanoda kana kupinda mapato avanoda ezvematongerwo enyika. Asi vamwe vanochema vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika kuti dambudziko guru nderekuti opposition kana kuti vanopikisa hurumende ndo vanoramba vachingotsemurirana vatsigiri vavainavo vashoma ivavo. Hakuna vakawanda vanenge vachizonzi vabva kuZANU-PF vachienda kunopinda kumapato matsva ari kuumbwa iwayo.
Vakandemiri ndinotenderana nemuono iwoyo, sekutaura kwandaita pandataura nechirungu. Nguva imwe neimwe yandinoona bato idzva richiva uumbwa, zvinondirangaridza zvakataurwa namushakabvu Profesa Masipula Sithole vachiri vapenyu. Vakati hanzi ukanotsveta vana veZimbabwe vaviri kumwedzi unowana vaita mapato matatu. Ndo zvatakaita semaZimbabweans, tinofarira chaizvo. Ndokunza kuda simba kunoita kuti tese toda kuita mapresident. Asi zvamataura ichokwadi kuti dambudziko rinouya nekuwanda kwemapato anopikisa sezvizvi nderekuti tikazvitarisa vatsigiri vemapato anopikisa vanongotsemurwa nepakati. Hakuna zvakanyanya zvekuti tinongati kuchaita vatsigiri vane udzamu vanobva kubato riri kutonga reZANU-PF vachienda kunopinda kumapato matsvaya. Saka izvozvo zvazvinoita zvinowedzera bato riri kutonga reZANU-PF kuti rirambe rakasimba, zvichiita kuti mapato anopikisa abva akanganisika nekuti anenge asina uwandu hwevanhu hwavo hunenge huchiita ushoma neushoma. Saka izvozvo hongu ikodzero yavo, amai vafoma bato ravo, tinovashuvira zvakanaka. Asi tiri kuti izvi hazvina zvazvinonyanyobatsira mukuedza kwevana veZimbabwe kuti pave neshanduko inoonekera. Maybe ndichipeta panyaya iyoyo reganditi, tagara titori nemapato anopikisa akawanda madiki, ende tikaatarisa mapato iwaya haana zvizhinji zvaamboita vakandemiri navadu. Hapana zvizhinji zvatingamboti zvanyanyoitwa nemapato anopikisa iwayo. Saka chavangauye ivo vakazoita chisina kuitwa nemamapato aripo, ina hangu handizivi kuti chingava chii. Asi regai tingoti tinovashuvira zvakanaka mudanho ravatora irori pamwe chete nevamwe wavo.
Baba, tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much, Professor Mkonza Gibbs.
Yes, we've got Dr. Frank Guni, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Welcome to the program, Dr. Guni.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a bit about what you think following the formation of another party in Zimbabwe. You know, it was formed today, so it's an opposition party. Just your take on that before we go straight away into the diaspora issues.
Well, it's not surprising that we are seeing a plethora of political parties. And this has been the trend of all the opposition parties splitting into several smaller parties. And to us as ZANU-PF, that doesn't bother us at all, because we are actually excited that they keep dividing their numbers while ours remain the same, if not more. We are busy recruiting more people to join. We are aiming at more than 5 million voters for 2023. And we are geared to defeat all political opposition political parties combined. Comrade Mugabe once said, zero plus zero equals to zero. So they might apply to any different splinters, but they will still reach zero.
Chonga, chip in this.
Yes, tinogamuchirai nemufaro vaguni muchirongwa chedu. Nyaya yatatichitaura pamapinda ndiyo yekuti kwaumbwa rimwe bato. Ndinoyeuka muna 2018, pasarudzo dza 2018, kwakanga kwakanyoresa mapato aikwana kuita 23 kuti anga achikwikwidza musarudzo dzakazoitwa, asi kune maviri kana matatu anenge vakazoita kuti vatungamiri vavo vakakundikana kuzenge vachienderera mberi vakazodisqualifyiwa. Nezvavanga vatadza kumita. Tichitarisa tongoti kwakapinda 20 mapato, vaguni, 20 political parties Tine 19 opposition parties near one ruling party. Is that what you call democracy?
Oh, it's democracy. When you come to one of them, it's a former part of another, one of them is a good way to go another. I see systems and I know not on that thing that you don't think. You know, like if they can have not drop off the vehicle, they would think I had to get a suit. Would you want to write this much of the
We have seen before that when it's time for elections, these opposition parties, they form coalitions. Maybe that will help strengthen them in the event that they also do that in the upcoming 2023 elections. Thank you so much, Dr. Guni.
Yes, still on the line, Dr. Guni. Let's go to Mr. Samuel Dube. So, Baba Dube, we are seeing a situation in South Africa where there's this Operation Dudula. You know, it's under hashtag South Africa First. What was your take on that operation?
Yes, thank you, Babutube. As I said earlier, that this is just a manifestation of the spirit of separation. I'm sorry, I'll dwell much on the spiritual part because I'm into church, I'm a church leader. So, when we see such things happening, we tend to think, where did we go wrong as Africans? It is really not a good thing that is happening. And the sad part is that it's targeting people of color, it's targeting black people. And to be specific, they are targeting Zimbabweans. That is what still boggles the mind. Because now, when you go to most of their pages, I'm a member, I'm part of their pages because you have to infiltrate all these things so that you know that you get first-hand information. They really are against Zimbabweans, and it takes us back to why Zimbabwe specifically, and us as Zimbabweans, we need to look back in time and try to find ourselves with who are we? Why are these people so against us? And it shows us that there is something deep that they know about us that unfortunately we do not know. And until such a time that we correct that, and Zimbabwe will still remain in trouble as it is right now.
Yes,
Owehlukana abantu sebekhoshiyo sebezikhoshiyo ukuthi bangobani imbali yethu ukudabuka kwethu ukuthi okhokho baqhamuka kuphi bavelaphi singobani izinkinga esikhangelane lazo singabantu baseAfrica zivela ngapi abantu bakhangele ukuthini ikakhulu lapha kule South Africa uma kukhulunywa ngale Operation Dudula ikakhulukazi bakhuluma kakhulu ngabantu baseZimbabwe okusenza sizibuze ukuthi yindaba ukunje ngale ndlela ngoba uma uthi akhangela kulapho kule ndawo zabo zokuxhumana zabo Facebook na wonke indawo lapho bakhuluma khona bakhuluma kakhulu ngabantu baseZimbabwe ukuthi abantu labo basithathele imisebenzi and singabantu abamnyama singabantu bani njalo labantu masikukhangela ngabantu ababhadelwe kunamantu asebabiza ama-sponsors abaphusha i-agenda yabo ukuthi okay sifuna lokhu kube nje and basetshenziswa laba bantu. Uma ubheka nje into abazikhuluma uyabona ukuthi kulekha i-knowledge, imfundo. Abantu singabantu kuya kusafuneka ukuthi sifundisane kabanzi ngobuntu bethu. Ukuze ngoba asikwazi ukuthi sizobe sikuphi singama-Afrika in the next 10 years. So kungenzakala ukuthi i-South Africa izithole ikule simo iZimbabwe ekuso in the next 10 years. Thina singabantu baseZimbabwe sithini ngalokhu? Are we gonna take the same stance towards the people from other countries or not?
Yes, Tonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, maybe Professor Mkonza can chip in there. What's the situation like in South Africa? Because this thing is it, we see it out here, and from politicians and some in authority, it's like they blame the Dudula guys or Operation Dudula. But at the same time, we've been seeing videos of police officers visiting homes, visiting schools, visiting workplaces, and people being displayed and shoved into cars and said to be foreigners without documents. How is the situation there?
I think Mr. Kandemir and Mr. Dube, the situation, particularly in high density suburbs, what South Africans call townships, it's quite tense. You know, those that are staying there say to me, you know, they are sporadic, you know, uprisings, you know, and sometimes it comes from these young boys and who are unemployed, and they just come up with you know, a group that comes, you know, visit their easiest targets, foreigners, and they say, no, you guys must move out, must go back to your countries. So the situation is quite tense. One problem I would want to add to what my brother has said concerning what could be the cause of what we are seeing, I blame it on poverty. I think things are getting tough in South Africa. They are getting tough for everyone. Now, what then happens is for citizens, they try to find reasons why things are that bad. Now, they found other reasons, but their easiest target is foreigners. And they feel government is not doing much to deal with foreigners. Never mind they talk of undocumented foreigners. I think the attitude is against all foreigners generally, because there is a general belief that foreigners are here to exploit opportunities, to exploit resources that are supposed to be enjoyed by citizens of South Africa. So you then have this deep-seated dislike of foreigner that has been on the rise since, 2008 going up. This, you could see, this, attitude against foreigners, you know, manifesting time and again. And now I think we are getting to the peak. That's what I'm observing, Mr. Kandemir and Mr. Dube. You have this anger even amongst, you know, I'm in the higher education sector, and you can see even amongst the educated, their dislike of people from outside is quite, you know, astonishing. You just say to yourself, okay, this is what is there, but it's not something that you'd expect, especially amongst the educated. So what I'm saying as I end my contribution is that, look, there is poverty, and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, we know what it did to the economy and the ability of industries to create jobs. And foreigners have become an easy target for locals.
Yeah.
So why are they necessarily targeting Zimbabweans? Briefly, 1 minute.
I think Zimbabweans are many in South Africa. I think that's a fact that we must admit. You go in any street right now. You go in any sector right now. You find a number of Zimbabweans. And South Africans have been observing it. And they believe that slowly we seem to be taking over their country. That's a perception that is out there. What we are seeing is some kind of, if you go and research on what Dudula means, it means push back or drive back. So what South Africans are doing. In other words, they are trying to drive back these foreigners who they see as having invaded their space and who are enjoying what they are supposed to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. We still have got Dr. Frank Kuni. Quite, Jonga.
Yes, Dr. Kuni, you heard from our two other guests, Professor Ricky Mukonza and Mr. Samuel Duve, what they said. And many Zimbabweans we talk to who are in South Africa, they blame all these problems on the ZANU-PF government.
Well, I would say, first and foremost, I want to agree with Professor Mkonza and Duve there that they are fundamental problems. But from my perspective, I do think that it demonstrates lack of effective policy in South Africa. The government of South Africa is failing to provide adequate security to people within its territory. Its inherent responsibility to ensure that everyone in South Africa, regardless of how they got there, they should be provided with adequate security. And we see people marching on roads and pushing people away, crossing industries, and victimizing civilians. The police should be there to protect those people, regardless of how they got there. That's the first issue. Yes, it is easy to find blame and say, well, all this is because of our administration in Zimbabwe, but I don't think that's the core of the problem. Yes, we have had many problems in Zimbabwe for quite some time, yes, even because our country has been under economic sanctions for the past 20 plus years. But nonetheless, my ruling party is trying to rebuild the country, and it takes time to reconstitute a viable industry so that we can attract skilled power, many power back into the country to revamp the economy and rebuild Zimbabwe. Going back to the South African situation, I think part of the problem is that Zimbabweans are hard-working people, and you find them in every sector in South Africa, and we are close next door neighbors, we are an easy target because people are angry with South Africa. And for the same reason that those who are blaming ZANU-PF, the South Africans, are also blaming their own government for failing to provide a conducive environment for labor to thrive and absorb the manpower available in South Africa. And I think most people who are blaming Zimbabweans in South Africa are misplaced and they are underinformed. But I also accept that it is our responsibility as the ruling party and the government of Zimbabwe to ensure that we continue creating an enabling environment to bring back our people so that they work for our country, develop our country. That way, we avoid these unnecessary miseries where our people are treated as subhumans in territories beyond our borders.
Thank you so much.
Yes, now we bring in Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. He's a businessman based in South Africa. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome to the program, sir.
How are you, gentlemen? How are you all there?
We are fine. And you?
No, I'm all right, Bachi.
Yes. So, Operation Dudula, what's your take on that operation?
Must I use English?
Yes, English. Then English first, then Debele.
Okay. This operation to Tula, unfortunately, it's not something that has been penned to be a legal thing, but it's because of the anger by the South Africans who believe Zimbabweans are taking their jobs, Zimbabweans are doing manual jobs and paid very little, and Zimbabweans are also taking their spaces for business and so forth. So, yes, we can blame them, but we may not blame them as well, possibly because their government has not actually put them in the fore, like they say, they want South Africans first and then foreigners last. So we can blame them, but sometimes they are right.
Yeah, I would only seem to go to Wolanjan Kaka solo operation today.
Yeah, like Njawang Chilo, Mkanka solo, I saw on Toyapa, Wapans, ya officialized or ya ensumted, but into Esuga, Ebantu in Base South Africa, Bet Bafuna, Ukulumendo, Ababege, Pambili, then Ama foreigners, Tina, Sibuem Vale, Bakala Moguti, Abantu Benzim Sevensi, angazuthi ngathi ama menial jobs ngathi balama ama jobs njengenziwa ngonoma ngubani angadingi isikolo and abantu babhadalwe imali encane then baphinde bakhale ngokuthi ama Zimbabweans or ama foreigners abathathela indawo yabo yokusebenzela angazi ukuthi kanjani ngoba omunye umuntu ukuthi azaye buya a decide ukuya order ama vegetables azovula okuyindawana kokuthengisa straden ukuthi uthathele njani ubathathele njani angazi sokuyibo iinterpretation yabo but njengoba futhi ngisho ukuthi singasola singasoli ngoba ya uhulumende kumele nakekele izizwalane zezwe lakhe uhulumende mayengasanakeleli izizalwane zizogcina zijika zenza kanje ikuthi South Africa there is freedom of speech kune freedom of speech freedom of association freedom of everything bakwazi ukuthi ba demonstrate uhulumende akabadukuli akabaduduli or akabashayi bakwazi ukuthi bazi express and uhulumende akabavimbi you understand into each or two so ba right ngezindle mina ngithi ba right ngoba nakhona nathi masingabheka sesikhuluma iqiniso kahle kahle especially thina amaZimbabweans yithe sikhanya sikhulunywa kakhulu and bawuvela ukuthi uyabheka hayi sesibaningi kakhulu everybody in Zimbabwe now wants to come to South Africa so ba right bakhale ngokwenzakalayo ezweni
siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mhlanga sicela ubambe khona lapho ngayeka tshana Jonga we put Mr. Samuel Dube quite.
Yes, Mr. Dube. The other issue that is also affecting many Zimbabweans is the issue of the permits, the Zimbabwe exemption permits. And I think this has exposed many Zimbabweans whenever these Dudula guys come to visit at workplaces and all that. And we heard that today there are some 38 foreigners who took the matter to the courts. Any latest updates?
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Chonga. Yes, the thing with these permits is that now they have made the conditions so hard when you are applying for alternative permit. They have made the conditions so hard that we have seen that it is a way of filtering the number of people who are going to qualify for alternative permits because you have to prove, there is a clause where you have to prove that, okay, now what makes you say, what makes you think whatever you say you are doing is cannot be done by any South African. And you have to have proof of employment that gives you a salary that is actually more than, I think, 10,000 bucks. And you have to get e-police clearance from both countries, of which already there's a certain amount of fraudulent activities. People trying to obtain those police clearances here in South Africa at an exorbitant fee. And it's just, you know, every situation brings opportunities for criminality. We have seen that in many times. So regarding the people who have taken the matter to court, I haven't gotten much on that. But what I think is, all these events, everything that is currently happening, is connected. As a people, we must look at the bigger picture and think, apply what you call critical thinking. Because now we have elections coming, presidential elections coming in Zimbabwe next year. And now these special permits are expiring in December this year. They have given these people this grace period that, okay, from December, they will be done. If you haven't had any other alternative, you are considered as illegal. And all the people in South Africa are aware of this. Now, with this Operation Tutula already in place, what about next year? If these people know that only a few people manage to obtain alternative permits, what will happen? What are our people saying? What is the government saying? As Comrade was saying, the ZANU-PF comrade was saying earlier, I think we must be careful when it comes to blaming the South Africans and the government, because there is quite a number of people who are actually living in South Africa illegally. This is just a fraction. The people who managed to obtain the special permits, they are just a fraction of Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa. There is a number. Many of Zimbabweans are living here illegally. So let us be careful as Zimbabweans and as the ruling party in blaming the authorities in South Africa, because now actually they are actually showing ubuntu and decency. And these police that we see trying to arrest people, it's just they are just doing what we call it damage control, because now they have seen that the people are angry. So as a government, what do? You send the police and say, okay, go and do this and make sure that it's seen by the media so that our people can maybe calm down and say, the police is working, the government is hearing our cries. But believe you me, the damage is really is big. Mm-hmm. As a government, the ZANU-PF, I think they really need to step up if they want people to believe what they will turn things around, because it's really bad.
Yeah, no offer and send the village won't acting a conozong chongo if calling a Zanula Banas Ram say Utabalor to Tandavanjalo, we are up Utabalor.
Yeah, and as soon as I would say, Uti, Ubuham Bisalutabo, Empty Tandal, several other Beguins in Joa Sagubona Beguins and Pambilin, Quarter, a Isinum was Sesachato, Jalo, Uhulumene or Wale South Africa, ukwenza lokhu ngonanzelelo lokuthi angazondisi abantu izizalwane zakwele South Africa, ngoba sozogcina bebona ukuthi no kusho ukuthi lo hulumene akasithandi thina, akahambisani nathi, umelana labantu bangaphandle. Ingakho uhulumene wakwele Mzansi akusoze kube lula ukuthi asiguqule lesi sinqumo asithethe, ngoba bakhangele ukuthi abantu izikhalo zabo zivalidi, banenjongo, ngoba abantu abalamsebenzi. Izinto ziyakhuphuka, upetroli uyakhuphuka, kuningi nje, abantu abaningi abanawo umsebenzi. So ukuthi sebengakukwenza ukuthi bahambise idaba ekhodi, kodwa ngokubona kwami ukuthi thina singabantu baseZimbabwe or singabantu base-Africa, kumele sikukhangele ukuthi asizamenini ukuthi silungise ekhaya, emakhaya lapho esibuya khona, sikhangele ukuthi uhlupho lukuphi, uhulumeni atshintshe izinto, ngoba akekho umuntu okujabulelayo ukuthi aphile kwelinye ilizwe, asuke ekhaya ayophila kanzima kwelinye ilizwe ibizwa ngamagama ezama ukuthi aziphise. If eZimbabwe bekukahle, ngabe abantu bakwele Zimbabwe bazisebenzela, kodwa uma singakhangela inani lamankampani avalwa liningi kakhulu, abantu bazama nje ukuphila. Ngakho uhulumeni weSouth Africa akusoze kube lula ukuthi asigunqule lesi sinqumo asithethe.
Yes, I was going to get Chonga. We still have Professor Mkonza.
Yes. Yes, Professor Mkonza. Tanzwa kuti kune zvisaro zvekunze kwenyika yeSouth Africa zvinokwana kuita makumi matatu nezvisere zvaenda kumatare edzimhosva, zvichida kuti matare abatsire nenyaya yekumisa chirongwa ichiri kunzi Operation Dudula. Vachitiwo zviri kuvakanganisa, zviri kukanganisa vabva kure kana kuti vekunze vari muSouth Africa imomo, zvavari kuchira kuti zvinogona kuzosvitsa pakuti vanhu vange vachirasikirwa neupenyu nezvimwe zvakadaro. Munoti nedanho iro ratorwa nevekunze iri?
Maita yenyu, danho ratorwa nevekunze hongu idanho rinotarisirwa kuti vanhu vanenge vapinda mamiriro akaita vanhu vekunze vangatore. Ndodanho randofungidzira kuti rinotarisirika kuvanhu vanenge vachibva kunze, asi handifungi kuti rinobudirira nekuda kwekuti maoperation akaita sana Operation Dudula, maoperation ari kungomuka. Hakuna anogona kuva necontrol over them, nyangwe iyo state ikada
kuta or ikatayo right kwa sipamtem but as long as namo ichiripo nekutati namo ndoo irikukonzeresa kuti vanhu va mukire vanhu vekunze vachitayo muri kutitorera mabasa muri kuti muri kudya pata achifana kudya as long as namo iripo azvigoni kuti zvinhu zvimisike maybe mbuzo ngakubunzwe ndo kuti zvino vanhu voti pano nesa vakandemiri navadhuve vanhu vanofanira kutongochenjerera nekuti takaona 2008 kuti pakafiwa kana izvozvi paitwa mhirizhonga paroratidza kuti hapana kumira zvakanaka saka hongu vatorawo danho rekuenda kumakare asi handifungi kuti danho rinogona kumisa zvandiri kuona zvichiitika kunyanyanyanya kumatownship kana kuti kunzvimbo dzinogara veruzhinji ndo kuri kunyanya kunetsa zvinhu ikoko.
So what should be done, you know? Can people just sit around and say, okay, let's wait for fate?
No, sitting down and waiting for fate may not be a wise option.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the options that foreigners in South Africa have, particularly those that are at the lower level of the social ladder, their options are limited. I think that's the honesty truth, because one option that I would advise would have been to move into, low density suburbs, but then that comes with, high rents, and also, they may not afford it. So the options, Mr. Dewey, are quite limited for foreigners who are at the lower levels of the social ladder.
Yes, I think we've lost Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga and Dr. Guni. So I've informed them to rejoin.
Okay.
So maybe they're going to rejoin shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So Siyabonga Babangi, Samuel Dube. Babu Dube, how do you have to be able to join water? Let's keep along the
season. Yeah, thank you, Nyabonga Kulu. I think that is a very good question. And let us not beat by the bushes. We have a problem, we have a crisis. And we need solutions. During the struggle for liberation, our forefathers made sacrifices. Some of them, most of them, many of them perished. They understood which blood had to be spilled for the next generation to survive. Unfortunately, it didn't go according to plan. There was a lot of betrayal and separation. But I think our generation, we are a bit weak. So we are a bit weak. We are scared of making sacrifices. Our people have suffered for too much. They've suffered for a very long time that now all they think of is survival. They think of hustling and putting food on the table. We do not have that national interest. We have given up, especially in Zimbabwe. People have said, no, we just cannot change this. But I believe there is still hope. It might be hope. The solution might not come through the ballot box, but there is hope. What we must do is we must find ourselves. Who are we as Zimbabweans? Who are we as Africans? Where did we go wrong? Because we can go on and tell people to go and live in safer suburbs, but until when? Is this the kind of life that we want our children to live? To survive being waiters and waitresses and petrol attendants and cleaners? Definitely not. So we cannot be beating by the bushes and telling people, run to safer places. Until when? We need to fix Zimbabwe. Now, how do we fix Zimbabwe? That is what we need to really delve much about it. I saw a previous video on who else Rachisa Spanda's page, a fellow African diasporan. A young woman was talking about us as Africans, which is, what do we need to do for things to be all right? I think it is about time that we really look into that. Where did we go wrong? Especially after the struggle for independence, after the liberation war. A lot of blood was spilled. There was a genocide and stuff like that. People are still bleeding and still have wounds. People are still crying. But how do we fix that? There is a way. And unfortunately, our leaders that are in power, which is ZANU-PF, they've been ignoring our calls as the church community and as the cultural and traditional leaders. They've been ignoring because now they have shown us which they have that spirit of ego, that they are only selfish and looking up to themselves, and they have forgotten why our forefathers went to war. There's been a huge betrayal on the side of ZANU-PF, and what is coming in Zimbabwe might be even bad. Look at what happened at Angelele. That is a huge sign. That is a huge sign. People must be talking about such things. Those are signs. There might be blood spill that is coming to Zimbabwe, because now a lot of people are now saying they are going to vote for Chamisa, but ZANU-PF has made it clear that they will not allow that to happen. And they have a point, of which now the point that they had after the struggle for liberation was a good one, but down the line, they made mistakes. That is what we need to fix. Sila bantu ngithi mina asizameni ukuzazi ukuzibona ukuthi amaphutha sawayenza ngapi. Sikhangele ukuthi bangaki abantu abadlulayo emhlabeni igazi elachithekayo kwele Zimbabwe ngempi yenkululeko. Okhokho bethu bakhetha ukwenza lokho esikubiza ngesiNgisi sithi sacrifice, ukuzinikela, ukuthi sizinikela lapha sithi thina abantwana bethu nezizukulwane zethu siphile kahle, ngoba thina sibonile ukuthi sokube nephutha, asizameni ukuthi sikulungise noma singafa, kodwa abantwana bethu abaphile kahle. Okwasuka kwangasayenzakali, okuyikho ukuthi esikwaziyo ukuthi nalabo abangamakholo bayakwazi ukuthi izimpi zazikhona. Thina singabantwana bama-Israyeli, izimpi zazikhona, and kwakuthi impi mase idlule kube nezinto ezenzekwayo ngokwesintu sethu ukuthi igazi lichithekile elizweni, kwenziwa njani, akuhlanjululwe, kukhiswe igazi lela. Ngoba ilizwe laseZimbabwe is a sacred land, esikubiza ngesiNgisi, it's a sacred land. Injelelo lena singayithathi kancane. Ilizwe elilimimoya emikhulu, and ubukhosi baseZimbabwe babukhethwa ngumoya kaNkulunkulu, okuyukuthi abadala babesazi ukuthi kwenziwa kanje kanje. Kodwa unfortunately abantu sebalahla ubuntu, sazama ngifuna ukuthi khonapho abantu bakuzwisise kahle, ngoba abantu ma sikhuluma ngale nto bathi ukuthi thina we are against i-modernization, sifuna ukubisela abantu emuva, kodwa ubuntu abutshintshi. I-technology siyayi-embrace-a vele kunje sikhuluma ngamafoni, i-technology. Lokho that's another thing. But ubuntu bethu kumele sibazi ukuthi thina sasixhumana njani noNkulunkulu, sayenza phutha bani okwenza size sijeziswe kanje.
Jonga, go ahead. We still have Professor Mkonza, but maybe you want to pose the question.
Yes, so, I wanted to ask Ubaba Dube. Yes, you know, we have been seeing foreigners being taken in by the police. Are these foreigners being arrested, detained, or deported? Do you know anything that is happening after they are taken from their workplaces and homes?
I'll tell you a very funny story. Just recently, I think it was on Sunday when I was at church, we were just talking about this. Baba, they checked them. Well, it happens that they check. That's why I said earlier, Oguchi, some of these things, they are just doing damage control. You know, they check them, they do deport them, but within a day or two or within a week, the same people are back on the streets. Because now that's what they know. They've learned Oguchi, they have to survive. All their means of survival are here in South Africa. The same people, they get deported in Beitbridge, they come back to South Africa. Or the very same people who actually transport those people during deportation are the very same people who return with them, but only if you have money. Money talks. They do that, they do deport them, they do arrest them, but that is just damage control. That is the South African government doing damage control. But the very same people, if you have money, it just comes back.
Let's go to Professor Mkonza.
Yes, Professor Mkonza. We were talking of foreigners who are being arrested or taken in by police for vetting or verification of documents. I don't know. But do you know anything that has been happening to these foreigners? Because we just see them on pictures from social media being escorted into police trucks. Even school kids, we saw kids from, I think, grade 0 to grade 1 being also escorted into these police trucks. What will happen to these people?
What normally happens to these people is that, you know, they get detained. They are taken to... I'm not too sure if Lindela is still functional, but they are taken to detention camps like Lindela, where they, I'm assuming that a person would have been arrested in a place like Johannesburg. They are taken there, kept for some time, and then deported to their countries. But I want to concur with my fellow panelist, Mr. Dube. I think it's, you know, this thing has been there before, Mr. Jonga and Mr. Gibbs. When I came to South Africa around 2006, the rate of deportation of foreign nationals was very high. But the government of South Africa realized that it was unsustainable. Hence, it moved away from that and became, changed their policies to, you know, giving people permits and so forth. It's because it's quite costly. I wonder why the South African government has gone back to that previous position, because it's quite costly. Because the people that you deport today, in the case of Zimbabwe, the people that you deport today will be back the following day, and you need to use resources again to deport them. So I'm not too sure how sustainable it is, but I don't see it working, because look, human beings are not like animals that you can cage or that you can put in a paddock and say don't go there or go there. They will always come back, and they will come back through the border without documents, because that's what they have been doing in any case. So maybe to answer, the people are deported, but I think it's a very costly exercise, and I hope the South African government is up for the resources that are needed in this exercise that they are engaged.
Thank you very much, Babu Mhlanga. Ngiyabona singene. Babu Mhlanga, ubona ukuthi abantu bona ababotshwayo bahanjiswa ngaphi? Bahanjiswa eLindela kumbe kwenziwani? Ngamafutshane sibili sesiyaphetha uhlelo.
Yabona Dube, into yokuqala ne, I think we must stop talking mostly about the South African government. And what is our Zimbabwean government doing? They are quiet, as if they don't see anything, they don't hear anything. They are quiet because for them, for the Zimbabweans to be out in numbers like this, it means a lot for them at the bank, Kayale, because they will benefit from those old Magogo's votes and so forth. Why are they quiet? That's why even the South African government now is quiet and is playing a low profile in this particular thing. Although now we want to grow, but on the other hand, they discuss maybe behind closed doors that what is the Zimbabwean government saying nothing. So the Zimbabwean government, if you tell everyone to buy in South Africa, what is the purpose of that government? Right now, people are being arrested as far as by SWAT. But people are being arrested. Some people are being killed in the streets of South Africa because they are foreigners. They are Zimbabweans. And why is our government quiet?
Thank you, Mr.
They are not even saying, Bantwana, come back home. They are not even saying that. We are going to do ABC people. They are quiet. To them, it's normal.
On that note, we are going to end our show today. I think our time is up. If there was extra time, Jonga, we are going to put some extra time, but there is no extra time in this program. Yes. So I wish to thank our guests this evening. We have Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, Mr. Samuel Dube, Dr. Frank Guni, Professor Ricky Mkonza, and others. So signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube
saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And also Jonga Kandemire in Maryland. Toti Mora Zvakanaka Vateereri. Tosangana mune zvimwe zvirongwa zve Studio 7.